Where'd you get it from, this inspiration? So Hillel is telling the Ger a big yesod that we find in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. When a tzaddik has a yerida in life, even tzaddikim, they have yeridot also. They also have times where, you know, they go down on their level, whatever is considered a yerida for a tzaddik. But what's the purpose of a tzaddik having a yerida? It's so that he, on his way back up, he brings back up with him neshamot of other people from the mud. He creates a tikkun for other neshamot that are in the shfala madrega, and when they come up, when the tzaddik does teshuvah and he brings himself out of his own yerida, he's ma'ale neshamot shel acherim. Says Hillel to that ger, this that you want to become a ger, it's because there's some tzaddik out there who had a yerida, and on his way up, you were one of the neshamot that were brought up with him. And that's how you get this zechut. Says Hillel to the ger, "May de'alach saneh la'ta'aved l'chavrach." This is unbelievable. He says, would you have wanted the tzaddik not to have a yerida? No, it was the best thing that happened to you because of his yerida, you were able to get aliyah, right? So, may de'alach saneh, what is hated to you, don't do to others. Don't deprive someone else of his aliyah. It could be that bizchut your yerida, when you go down and you're gonna come back up, you're gonna bring back up someone else with you who needed a Yeshua, who needed help from his yerida. So that's ve'afta le'reacha kamocha, just like you got an aliyah because of the yerida of another tzaddik, someone else will get an aliyah because of yerida. And you're asking never to have yeridot. Which means we learn from here that each yerida that we have in life, whenever sometimes there's a day that's harder, difficult times, something didn't turn out the way we thought it would or wanted it to, not as successful as we wanted for something to happen. Tough, right? It's for a tachlit. It's for a good purpose. It's for, like Shammai said, Be'amata binyan, it's for building us. It's for making us stronger, making us better. That's the Seder HaChaim. And it's also for the tikkun of people around us. Each one on his level is able to be ma'aleh acherim when we make that effort to come back out of our yerida. Who knows what we are metaken? Who knows who we are helping out achieve an aliyah because of our yerida? So that's how the Magid Mimezrich explains the Gemara in Masachet Shabbat. I was reminded because he says that we have to remember to be matmid in the avodah ben b'sha'a she'ta'a le'ma'ala, ben b'sha'a she'tanuach, ve'af b'sha'a she'tipol. You wanted to ask?
Yeah. Why and how does that work?
This is al derech hasod. This any tanu yodeh alma. We don't know how, who, you know, and when this works. But this is a very big fundamental concept that is found very much in the Sifrei, you know, Hasidut and the Sfarim HaKdoshim, that the Yeridot of the holy people is for the purpose of when they make a aliyah for themselves, they're able to drag out. You know, sometimes, for example, we can just picture it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees someone in the mud and he needs to get out. He's all the way in the terrible things, and he can't get out of it. So he needs to send Avraham Avinu, he needs to send, like the Gemara tells us about Avraham Avinu, he goes to Gehinom to take the Rishayim out of Gehinom. That's the classic comparison to this Inyan, that's the source of this Yesod, that the Tzadikim go to help the Rishayim out of their matzav, out of their situation. So in this world already, you know, we're all connected. It's not random, as we spoke about many times. We're not just separate people. We're all one. So what I do has an effect on you. What you do has an effect on me. Each other, it's all like that. So when we're feeling something, it could be because someone else felt something, and vice versa. It's a very big yesod. And to put that into the story in the Gemara Shabbat, I think is a beautiful, beautiful pirush. To remember and to keep in mind always, never to be discouraged. Never to be discouraged. So just to finish the paragraph here in the Chuvat HaTalmidim, V'chizeh talui behatmadat bakashatcha et derech ha'emet, min hageshem el Hashem. It's depending on the consistency of our seeking the derech haemet to uplift ourselves from the geshem. Geshem means rain, but over here it means from materialism to Hashem. Aval bidvarenu ele od lo yatzanu et yadei chovotenu elecha chovat haozer vehatomech. He says, but we didn't do our job yet. We didn't do justice to what we owe you, to support you and to help you, says the Mechaber. Ki ech me'orerim gam et zot? Because how do we awaken this? Ech mistaglim liot do'eg u'mvakesh tmidi? How do we become people who are constantly mevakesh and do'eg and worry about our state of ruchaniyut? How do we achieve or attain that level of urgency to constantly seek out the derech haemet? And basically what he's going to go into now is we have to develop a healthy hashkafa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand how precious and how important it is to us, the relationship that we have with Hashem. Once we develop a healthy hashkafa, then we become better mevakshim. We become consistent in our seeking of Hashem.